Let's head now to Arizona. This is state of Barry Goldwater and now Governor Jan Brewer. Arizona has basically been red for a very long time, and I'm not talking about the red rocks of Sedona. But, you know, if you've been to Arizona, you know that when the sun sets there, those red rocks turn purple. And we may be seeing the same phenomenon going on politically in the Grand Canyon state. Democrats are seeing flashes of blue. The Obama campaign has opened offices in Phoenix, Tucson, and Flagstaff. It's recruited a candidate for Senate as well and appears to be making a serious play for a state it essentially punted on in 2008 when Arizona Senator John McCain was the GOP candidate. The reason for all this, the Latino population. Hispanics now make up nearly a third of Arizona's population. That's 20% of the voting age people there. That's an enormous chunk. We're joined now by our friend Buzz Conover, senior political reporter at Arizona Public Media. Buzz, good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
I mean, John McCain, we say Obama punted, but really, what else was he going to do? John McCain won that state by almost 10 percentage points in 2008. Does Obama have a chance this time around?
You know, it's interesting. I don't think anybody was surprised McCain won. You know, he is a native son here. But there were those right after the election who were surprised that he didn't win bigger. A poll came out last month, actually, that had Obama pitted head-to-head against the two then-Republican frontrunners, Romney and McCain, and Obama was beating both of them. Granted, it was a month ago, and it's more than a year out, and a new poll out now has Romney ahead of Obama here, but it's all pretty tight.
All right. Also with us is Didi Garcia-Blaze, former president of the Somos Republicans in Arizona, and now founder and co-president of the new Tequila Party, an immigrant advocacy group. And Didi, the new party is an independent group, right?
Yes, we're a nonpartisan group. We have independents, libertarians, Democratic, and Republican voters as part of our movement.
Well, this is you moving from the Republican camp into the kind of a centrist camp. And I wonder if you're an example of what's kind of going on more broadly in Arizona.
I believe so. Approximately one-third of Arizona voters are independent voters.
And that is good news for whom?
They tend to swing conservatively.
Yeah.
However, in the state of Arizona, with regard to the Latino population, there are 800,000 eligible Hispanic voters in the state of Arizona, and about 400,000 of those are registered. So we need to focus on the other half.
All right. So, but you know, let me ask you. I've been reading a lot of literature from and bloggers in Arizona specifically who said that the recent legal things against immigration there, SB 1070, has actually pushed a lot of Latinos in Arizona to become more politically active. Is that true?
Absolutely. Absolutely it is.
All right. So, Buzz, who is that? I mean, I have to assume that that's good news for Democrats. Is that the case? I mean, do Arizona Republicans at this point kind of connect some of the legislative action they've taken to perhaps a backlash in 2012?
It's interesting. As you mentioned, this is becoming a purple state by registration numbers. The registration numbers are split almost in a perfect third between Republicans, independents, and Democrats, with independents being the fastest-growing group. Republicans still have the numbers by registration. But as I said, it's almost a third, a third, a third. And with the Senate president being recalled, Russell Pierce, who is the author, one of the authors of 1070, some people see that as possibly the more moderate centrist area of the Republican Party kind of poking its head up and looking around a little bit in Arizona. I think it may still be, you know, one election a little early to tell what will happen a year from now in November. But certainly you're starting to get that feel, for lack of a better term, on the street that the moderate part of the Republican Party is definitely up and looking around.
That's Buzz Conover, who's a senior political reporter at Arizona Public Media, and also with us, Didi Garcia-Blaze, founder and co-president of the new Tequila Party. Didi, your whole mission, or a big part of your mission, is to register new Latino voters specifically, right?
Correct.
And how is that going?
It's going pretty good. When we host Tequila Party rallies across the nation, we are certain to put voter registration booths at the forefront of our events. One thing that I kind of wanted to let you know and let your listeners know about is that nonprofit organizations combined their efforts in the state of Arizona, where they registered almost 43,000 new Hispanic voters within a six-month time frame shortly after the governor of Arizona signed a bill, that harsh anti-immigrant law. When, once she signed that, within the six-month time frame, 43,000 new Hispanic registered voters were registered.
Does that make Jan Brewer kind of ineffective in terms of giving endorsements to candidates in Arizona?
It could be, certainly in 2012. If you take a look at the state of Colorado, in 2008, the Democratic Party was very successful in registering almost 225,000 new Latino voters. And I think what the Democratic Party and certainly the Obama administration are looking at is they're going to apply that same model in Colorado, and they're going to apply it here. So it's very doable that the Democratic Party and the Obama administration can be successful.
Well, wait, let me get that in real speak there, Dee Dee. Are you saying, like Buzz says, that there's actually a chance that Obama could take that state?
Yes, it's doable.
Okay, Dee Dee Garcia-Blaze, former president of the Somos Republicans in Arizona, a disenchanted Republican, now the founder and co-president of the New Tequila Party, and Buzz Conover, senior political reporter at Arizona Public Media, talking about the red state of Arizona, the sun setting, perhaps, on the conservative Republicans and the state turning purple.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.